I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. For many years, it's been suspected that oral bacteria that causes gum disease might also contribute to rheumatoid arthritis. Dr. Kathleen McKinnon is here to provide the latest update about the connection between gum disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Dr. McKinnon is a rheumatologist, and she's director of the Center for Vasculitis Care and Research at MUSC. Dr. McKinnon, first tell us about rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, rheumatoid arthritis describes a condition that affects the joints in most people. It's associated with inflammation and pain in the joints and affects a little over 1% of all the people in the world. This is characterized as an autoimmune disease, meaning this is where your body turns against yourself. Normal mechanisms in your body that defend you against invaders such as bacteria or viruses attack your joints and can cause damage to the joints long term if the disease is untreated. But fortunately, we have a number of medications now to help control the inflammation, control the disease, and help protect people's joints from damage.
Who's at risk of getting this condition?
Well, we know there's a significant part in family history. Almost half the patients with rheumatoid arthritis have another family member with autoimmune disease. We also know things like obesity, smoking, and just being a woman places you at higher risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis.
What's the latest information regarding this link between gum disease and rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, what we found is that the inflammation caused by bacteria, or what we think of as plaque with gum disease and dental disease, can lead to inflammation in the body. And rheumatoid arthritis is one of those inflammatory conditions that can be associated with gum disease.
And what does this connection mean to the person who has rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, for patients who have rheumatoid arthritis, it's shown that treating the gum disease can actually help control the disease and decrease inflammation.
And does that mean less symptoms then of rheumatoid arthritis if you're on top of treating the gum disease?
Not only decreased symptoms, but also possibly decreased damage from the arthritis over time. I think this emphasizes the need for routine dental care, especially when you have rheumatoid arthritis. We know that if we control conditions that can make rheumatoid arthritis worse, it can make the rheumatoid arthritis easier to treat.
I'm also wondering, does this mean that gum disease actually can cause rheumatoid arthritis, or does it just make the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis worse?
No, there's actually been studies that show that having gum disease can increase your risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. So this means even for people who do not have rheumatoid arthritis, routine dental care and checkups are important as a means of helping to prevent this disease from developing.
Does gum disease possibly lead to other conditions then because of inflammation?
What this demonstrates is that inflammatory conditions in one part of the body can affect another. And so this emphasizes not just rheumatoid arthritis, but other diseases associated with inflammation, like cardiovascular disease. This really puts an underline on the importance of general dental care and routine care in helping maintain overall good health and possibly preventing other diseases.
Dr. McKinnon, thanks for this update about gum disease and rheumatoid arthritis.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.